And our topic today on the Green Front is the real dirt on clean. Come and clean on Real Clean, Green Clean. And one of our guests, Sloan Barnett, has written a book called Green Goes With Everything. She joins us now. And Sloan has a kind of somewhat similar background as mine in terms of being a reporter, a journalist who took a green turn, and as is often the case, it was something that happened personally that got her digging a little deeper. Welcome to the Green Front, Sloan.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
It was your son's condition, I guess it came up pretty suddenly, that had you wondering what is causing this mysterious illness.
That's absolutely right. It was 5 years ago. My son was three. We were living in New York at the time. And we noticed all of a sudden that he was coughing repeatedly, more than normal. Unlike any parents, we didn't worry too much about it. We gave him some cough suppressant. And we then realized his heart was beating so fast, it seemed as though it was going to beat right out of his little chest. And so without thinking much more, we ran him to the emergency room, where he was immediately hooked up to a bevy of steroids. And the doctors told us that he had something called respiratory airways disease, otherwise known as asthma. Well, asthma, we had never, you know, really had that in our family. We asked on both sides of the family going back four generations. There was no asthma. So we knew it had to be genetic or environmental. That answered our question. It couldn't be genetic. It had to be environmental. And that's when I went about, after watching my son fight for every breath two nights in the intensive care unit at the hospital some 5 years ago, that I was going to live the greenest, healthiest life that I could, and then hopefully try to share my story with other parents, people, all of whom have been impacted by asthma, to really learn from the lessons that I learned.
And as a consumer reporter taking on, you know, the green world, it's really an endless beat, isn't it, as we really look at everything that we come in contact with in our, you know, our homes, in our greater environment, that we thought was safe because it was either sold at Macy's or sold at Safeway, and we really have to be a lot more vigilant about what we're buying and putting into our bodies and our homes, bringing into our homes.
Well, that's exactly right. We assume that if it's on the store shelf that someone must have checked it out, perhaps our government, perhaps the companies themselves. But we've learned that in most cases that's just not true. And so we have to really look to ourselves, look to, you know, really good resources like your radio show, you know, like the really good books out there or the Internet. I mean, all of the information is out there. You just have to read it and be a little bit more of an informed consumer when you make your choices.
And like Beth's book, I enjoyed reading your book because it really is laid out in a way that's very easy to follow. And it's funny. There's some parts in there that made me laugh out loud. Just the irony of, you know, we're such victims of great marketing. Things, products like fabric softeners, that sounds nice and warm and inviting, doesn't it? But if you look at the typical, you know, ingredients, it would make you want to crawl out of your skin or at least your clothes.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, I think also we've gotten so used to all of the fragrance around us, all of what really now we've learned to know are all the chemicals around us, and what we really want to do is get rid of that. You know, I have a line, Betsy, that I like to use, which is that Real Clean doesn't have a smell. And so we've all become quite accustomed to fake lemon and synthetic pine. All of these are from synthetic chemicals, none of which we need. It's just that we've become really acclimated and used to the idea that what clean is are those scents. But in fact, Real Clean doesn't have a smell. And so, you know, I said it on Oprah, and I'll say it over and over and over again, because I really think it's the perfect kind of sentence that describes what's happened in our world and what we really need to get rid of. And what we need to get rid of are those traditional, conventional cleaning products, and we need to start to use, you know, non-toxic, biodegradable, green cleaning products that are available everywhere today. And there are plenty of them that work just as well or better than the conventional ones and that, you know, won't make us sick.
You have a chapter called Scary Clean. It's funny how, you know, all these decades we just sort of bought hook, line, and sinker that, you know, these products that had really, you know, pretty strong odors to them were cleaning our homes. And now, just now, this many years later, we're thinking about the precautionary principle, about, gee, questioning it for the very first time. It's like, were we asleep all these years?
Well, we weren't. We just were convinced that with all of the convenience, we wanted to believe it, I guess. And, you know, I make the analogy here to all, and we won't use any names, right, but all of the financial crises that have happened with all of these funds over the last months, and people have lost everything. And everyone, you know, always asks me the question, you know, why? Why did they believe in it? Well, because it seemed like a really good thing. And when, you know, 20 and 30 years ago, all of these products were introduced onto the market and they saved money, mom's time during the day, and they allowed us to get out the door and clean our home in a much more expeditious kind of a way. Convenience means a lot. Cost means a lot. So we were more than happy to just assume that everything was safe. Of course, today we know better, and it's really gone beyond the precautionary principle, you know, what my grandma taught me, which is better safe than sorry. Well, yes, that is super important. There's a lot we don't know, and so why would one want to expose our children to the stuff that we really don't know is safe? But there's also a lot of hard science out there, more than ever, Betsy, which are showing links. You know, my book opens with these six epidemiological studies, which show a link between the crazy rates of asthma and conventional cleaning products. Well, you know, that's hard science, and that's why in my book, and it wasn't, I'll tell you honestly, it wasn't the plan in the beginning to have 160 footnotes at the back of the book, but I wanted to show people that this wasn't just information thrown against the wall, that this really is based in science, that this is not hogwash or a bunch of people wearing Birkenstocks. In today's world, you know, green is serious business, and green is, you know, about the health of our families. It's not no longer just about polar bears and light bulbs and hybrid cars. Green is about the health of our families. Green is more important than ever. And it's something that we know to be fact in many cases. And in most cases, at least, we know that there might be danger.
And your book is very well researched. And I guess one of the points that we're making is that there's a price to convenience. It's certainly, you know, taken to the extent that it has clashes with conservation. You know, quick on the run is not usually the greenest thing to do.
Well, that's exactly right. And so, you know, I say in my book, it all starts with children. It's time to start to teach the next generation, because there are really great hope that everything that we do, all of the convenience, you know, that we've really gotten used to over the last several decades has taken a serious toll on our health and, of course, on our planet. And it's both those things in combination that we refer to today as green, and they're both equally important. So you want to take a look around your house. You know, what are you using to clean your house? That's a great place to start. People often ask me, you know, where do I begin? What do I do? Well, everyone cleans their house, Betsy. So however you're going to do it, whether you're going to use, you know, homemade recipes, which I have in my book, and I encourage you to do that, or you're going to buy something, which is a little more convenient, choose, as I said, a non-toxic biodegradable product, preferably one that's concentrated, so you're also not only worrying about the health of your family and not exposing them to toxins, but you're also worrying about packaging, and that, you know, eventually is all about the landfill and what we're doing to our planet. So, you know, that's a great place to start. And then, of course, you want to go into your bathroom and look at what's in your makeup bag, look what you're using to wash your hair, look what you're using to shave with, because all of those personal care items are all an enormous exposure.
Absolutely.
To
and
chemicals.
That's a whole other show. That's part of this topic for sure, but there's so much to talk about just in terms of what we're ingesting and what we're putting in our homes. And then, yeah, part of that is what we put on our bodies in terms of deodorant and skincare products. Judy Schills is going to be on the program. She's done campaigns.
She's my good pal, Judy, and I was just emailing her this morning. But, you know, here's the big message to all of this. The big message is that we used to think about pollution as something outside, something, you know, for instance, like the smog over Los Angeles or what was coming out of our tailpipes. But today, indoors is really where the pollution exists. And people don't realize we spend 90% of our time inside. And what the EPA tells us is that the air inside is 2 to 5 times worse than it is outside. Well, why? You know, it's a result of the what I would call the seemingly benign products with which we wash our clothes and our dishes, our teeth and our floors. All of these things are contributing to the really bad air that we have in our homes. And then, of course, the link to all of the crazy rates, the toll that it's taken on our health are the crazy rates of asthma and allergy and cancer. And more science is proving a link between these two things. And so, yes, you're right, better safe than sorry, but it's time to clean up our acts.
Absolutely. And for those wondering, what are the alternatives, give me some products in the interest of full disclosure. And with this disclaimer, I must say that, first of all, one of our sponsors is Greenworks, and Clorox has put out a really nice clean and green line of 5 or 6 products by now that I use and I love. And they are, you know, all the things that they need to be, which is effective and doesn't leave a bad smell and has been tested heavily. I also want to mention, in fairness, that Sloan is the wife of the man who, well, you're the owner, I guess, of Shaklee Products. And they have a different line in terms of you can't go to the store and buy it. I think it's all through online.
Yep.
But it's been around a long time, and it's probably one of the original green cleaning product, you know, suppliers. And so just take a moment to talk about that. And the good news is there are cleaner, greener alternatives, including, as you said, making your own.
I mean, I think that's the message here. The message really is that they are out there, and they're all for the taking, so to speak, and you should try various ones, see which ones appeal to you, see which ones work best in your life. But try is really the answer. You know, I say in the cleaning products arena, it's time for a clean sweep. You got to go with a big black garbage bag, go all around your house, under your sink, in your cupboards, and just literally get rid of it all. And then call your sanitation department, because there are certain ways that you need to dispose of that really, really nasty stuff, and pouring it down the drain or putting it in the garbage is a disaster. It's that bad. And so you'll call your sanitation department, get rid of it. Don't give it to your neighbor, because you wouldn't give them a pack of cigarettes, so you certainly don't need to give them your conventional cleaning products. And then go out and replace it online, in the store, wherever you do it, replace it with a really good line of green products. That's the best way. I say it's the biggest bang for your buck in going green. You know, next, you want to look in your refrigerator, in your bathroom. There are many other things to do, but it's at least a great first stop.
Sloan, I think we could do a whole show together, but we are out of time. Thank you so much.